Holy cow, folks, it's time for another Artsy Podcast. This week we bring you another installment of that irreverent series, The Brotherhood of Damn Sassy Mutants by Sketch Quinn. This episode, entitled Enter Mind Games, was performed both at Sci-Fi Summer and at Dragon Con in 2005. Today you'll hear the Dragon Con performance. We hope you enjoy it.
Previously on the Brotherhood of Damned Sassy Mutants.
We haven't fought crime in 2 years. We made a team and tried the hero thing for a month before it became too much of a hassle. Besides, my shoot ink out the wrist powers didn't do much against any thug with a gun, let alone some meta badass with hands made of flaming stone and, I don't know, bees for eyes.
And my smell powers weren't helping too much either.
Well, my only power is controlling snakes. Without them, I'm just a girl in a tight pleather suit.
Everyone out! There's a bomb under the TV!
That's no bomb. It's a TiVo.
But it doesn't say TiVo.
It's a different brand.
Well, why does he call it a TiVo?
Well, that's just what you call digital recording devices like Band-Aids and Kleenexes.
What do tissues and Band-Aids have to do with...
Previously on Firefly.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no, Jatat, Scoot, Pongo! Captain, we got bogeys! Closing fast! Fast-like!
They what I think they are?
Go Ram Reavers.
I could drink your mind if I had a crazy straw.
Would someone shut her up?
None of this matters. We've been canceled so Fox could use our budget to make a new reality show. Who wants to prostitute themselves for 15 minutes of fame?
But now, an all-new BDSM.
Eureka, fiction believers! It's your old pal Jude the Dude Lieber here. Journey with me to a world full of ordinary people with extraordinary powers known as metahumans. Each day, these masked metahumans mix among men. Many join meta-teams, organized groups of metahumans that work together to help defend a world that fears and tolerates them, but holds both a subdued loathing and a guilty attraction for them, not unlike the feelings one might have for Christina Aguilera. Today's story focuses on one particular group, those gallant guardians of goodness, the Brotherhood of Damned Sassy Mutants. We join three of our heroes, Olfactor X, Rorschach, and Charmer, at the Brotherhood's overpriced four-bedroom loft apartment in Nucleic City, where Olfactor is preparing for a meeting with that magnificent metahuman mentalist, Mind Games.
Hey, hey there, Olfactor. Looking sharp, my friend.
Sexy. What's the occasion, Stud Candy?
Oh, I have another date with Mind Games.
Oh, second date already.
Oh, the third, actually.
Ooh.
Oh, come on. No one buys that third date standard business. Every relationship is different.
Oh, that's sweet. He's right, you know.
Oh, thanks. Should I wear my hair down or keep it in a ponytail?
Ponytail. More dignified.
Lose the tie. This is a date, not a job interview.
Ooh, good point. Thanks. Should I shave first?
Well, you're probably at least at the kissing stage, so yeah.
Well, she'll be here in half an hour. I guess I have time. Then I'll have that fresh-shaved smoothness and smell.
You have metahuman smell creation powers. You can make yourself smell like crushed orchids or hot chocolate anytime you want.
Well, still.
So, this Mind Games, is she superhumanly good at chess or something?
Oh, I don't know much about her. Olfactor tells me she's some hotshot metahuman-level psychic for psi chicks. She can read certain thoughts and levitate small objects.
I think I read about the side chicks in that magazine, Girl Powered.
Really? My sister's a photo editor. Her codename's Pixie Kick. She can do this thing where...
Hey!
Oh, is that her?
Oh, no. Damn, she's early. Keep her busy.
I'm on it. Hello. You must be Mind Games. Olfactor's still getting ready.
Yeah, and you must be... Okay, don't tell me. Horseshack.
Yeah. Not only am I Olfactor's roommate and closest friend, but I'm also a sweat hog. Please come in.
My, your apartment is very Spartan. It's cute.
We like it. This is our friend Charmer.
Hi there.
I love those pants on you.
Oh, wait, thank you. I just got them.
It makes a statement. It says you don't care what anyone else thinks.
I don't, I guess. Why? Do these pants say that?
Well, not everyone with your, figure would even try to squeeze into those.
What?
I'm sorry, did I say stuff themselves? I meant slip into.
You actually said squeeze.
Oh, squeeze stuff, compact. What matters is that you manage to get into them and you look as fabulous as you possibly can.
Thanks.
And they draw the eye away from your chest.
What?
I'm ready.
Hey there, sweet scent.
Oh, you look great. Shall we go?
Sure. It was a pleasure meeting you both.
For a clairvoyant, she seems a touch insensitive.
Hell, she's a big frosty bowl of biznacho soup.
Nice night for a walk.
Yes. All of the happy couples like us are out. Oh, like those two over there.
Oh, yeah, they look happy.
Do you think she's pretty?
Who?
The woman in that couple.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you think she's prettier than me?
What?
So you do.
Do what? Think she's prettier than you?
So it's true.
No, I don't think that. You're beautiful. I don't even know her.
Mm-hmm, but you probably wish you did. You didn't even compliment me on my new outfit back at your apartment.
I said you look great.
Do you think it makes me look fat?
No, you look quite slender. Svelte, if you will.
Oh, so now you think I'm anorexic.
I never... Look, I'm sorry if I said something wrong. I think the world of you, and I'm lucky to be with you.
Yeah, oh, fine.
Are you really okay?
Look, I said I was fine. Let's just go to dinner.
Okay. What do you feel like?
I don't know. You pick.
Do you feel like Italian, Chinese, fancy burgers?
I said you could pick. Anything you want is fine.
There's a new place that does fancy Boca burgers down on Logan Street.
If that's what you want...
I'm trying to see what we both want. Why don't we try that new Chinese place on Le Beau? They give you warm towels before your meal.
If you really want Chinese, I'll eat it.
Would you please tell me what you'd like to eat?
If you really knew me, you wouldn't have to ask that question.
Oh. You like all kinds of food. There's no way for me to know what you feel like having unless you tell me. I'm not psychic.
Why not? I am. My last two boyfriends were, and they were in real meta teams, too.
I don't believe this. You know what? Here's some cab fare. Why don't we just call it a night, and we'll talk about this tomorrow?
You're leaving me?
We both just need a little distance. I'll call you tomorrow.
And so I not only got her to drop the charges, but I got back the rubber puppets and the jumbo jar of Concord grape jam.
Wow. Did it leave you with a scar?
Thankfully not. That nurse I mentioned took care of the swelling, but I had a weird poodle-shaped rash for weeks.
Understandable. Oh, back already, Oli.
Yeah, did you forget your raincoat?
Oh, God, there'll be none of that tonight. We had a big fight. It sounded like I did something wrong to cheese her off, so I gave her some cab fare and called it a night. I feel like such a jerk.
Aw. Well, hey, have Rorschach tell you the story he just told me. It'll take your mind off of things.
I don't know. It takes a while to tell properly. But I guess I could leave out the night where we got the howler monkeys to wear tiny suits.
I'll get it.
Olfactor! Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. Let's never fight like that again.
Oh, I'm sorry about what I said. I didn't mean to hurt you.
I think we may be in the way here.
Yeah, let's go to the Justice Fortress of Pancakes. I feel like hash browns for some reason. I'll go grab sloth.
Good idea.
Oh, let's forget about our little walk and talk more in your room.
Okay.
Wow. I usually have to wait until sweeps to see kissing like that.
So where did you find the monkey-sized suits anyway?
Therein hangs a tale. You see, it all began when I joined the National Organization for Women.
Eureka, true fanatics! It looks as though the two heroes had a crossover, worthy of a Mylar cover and a backing board. We rejoin All Factor X 3 days after that clash of titans, having breakfast with Rorschach.
Any luck getting a hold of her?
Oh, not yet. I've left messages 3 times a day since that night. I don't know where she could be. I hope she's all right.
I don't want to sound too stalky, but have you gone by her place to, you know, drop off flowers and say thanks for the lovely night?
I can't. She hasn't told me where she lives.
Have you checked the MetaTimes website to see if the side chicks got kidnapped or fought a giant snowman or something?
No, I checked. No buzz on any of the MetaCrime sites. There has to be some reason she's been incommunicado for the last few days, and why she disappeared before I even woke up that morning.
Yeah, you'd think she'd have been more worn out than a hitchhiker's tennis shoes after the noise you two made.
Yeah. Wait. How did you know? I thought you three went down the block to the Justice Fortress of Pancakes.
We did. That girl of yours really projects.
Ah.
Though I suppose it's possible the sound we heard came from some exceptionally loquacious humpback whales in the river.
I can't believe she's just gone, like that.
Cheer up. Here, let me pour you a bowl of Choco Morbius.
I'm not hungry.
Come on. Choco Morbius has all the vitamins and minerals you need to face the day and deal with a missing girlfriend. Fortified with nutrients, each box of Choco Morbius also contains enough sucrose to kill a large bear.
No, I'm fine. Fine.
More marshmallow-shaped sugar for me, then. Ooh, it's candy. Hold the mayo. There's a prize in this box. I can't do this. If you don't know why, I'm not going to tell you. Signed, M.G. Well, it's no decoder ring.
Let me see that.
I can't believe she'd do something like that.
Why in the cereal?
This is by far the strangest thing Multiple Girl has ever done.
It's mind games!
Exactly. Perhaps this is the first clue in a diabolical treasure hunt. What is your sinister move, Multiple Girl?
I mean, mind games, my girlfriend.
Oh, right. That makes more sense. Well, not really. Why the cereal? Why not just leave it on the pillow with a flower and a kiss on your forehead while she still thought you were asleep and hurried out the door so she wouldn't miss her flight away to Tierra del Fuego and out of your life forever?
What?
Hypothetically.
If you don't know why, I'm not going to tell you. What in the unpronounceable name of Thor's hammer does she mean by that? This is going to eat at me. I wish there was some other clue in this note that could tell us what she means.
We'll just have to see what the boys in the lab have to say.
That's it! The lab!
I was kidding. We don't have one. Wait, do we have a lab? Did Sloth order one? Was that what was in the package from Adam and Eve I signed for?
No. My Uncle Matt has an analytical crime computer at his house. Ban Manor, outside of town.
Ban Manor? But that's where... Wait! Your uncle is Matt Ban? Former CEO of Ban Enterprises and Golden Age meta-hero, the Dark Fruit Bat?
Yeah.
The Fruit Bat? One of the greatest meta-heroes in history, that Matt Ban?
Yeah, I've told you that like 100 times.
No, you have... Oh, right. Yeah. So cool, we're going to his place?
Yeah, let me just call ahead and let him know we're coming.
There you have it, freak fans. With nary a moment to spare, our dynamically dynamite duo jump into the Brotherhood's Sassmobile. Rorschach's used 98 Camry. And speed off for a cross-generational meeting at Stately Ban Manor.
Master Olfactor, so good of you to come by. Master Matt is in the drawing room with young Master William. If you and your guest will kindly follow me.
Thank you, Alphonse.
Wow, your uncle has a butler?
Yeah, I guess you could call him that.
Master Matt! Oh, Master Matt! Announcing Master Olfactor X and guest.
Thank you, Master. Excuse me. Thank you, Alphonse. Olfactor, how good to see you.
Oh, hey there, Uncle Matt. This is my roommate, Rorschach.
It's an honor, Mr. Ban. I don't need to tell you what an inspiration you've been to the metahuman community.
Thank you. Matt, please. Olfactor has told me much about you. It's good to know that my nephew lives with such a strapping young man. The sort of strong partner you'd want at your back.
Thank you.
I'd like to meet my charge, Willie Johnson.
Good to see you again, Olfactor. Nice to meet you, Rorschach.
Oh, I wasn't aware you had a son, Matt.
Oh, gosh, no. We're not related. Matt adopted me after my parents died in a horrible trapeze accident.
Oh, they were acrobats?
No.
Ah. Sorry.
That's okay. Matt found me alone and exposed, so he took me in.
Ever hear of Lambda Force?
Oh, heck yeah. That's where I got my start.
Of course.
That's right. He's quite the talented meta-teen. We call him the Swallow. And with my guidance, he'll one day be an even greater crime-fighting detective meta-hero than I was.
Actually, Uncle Matt, that's why we came by today. I got this odd note from my girlfriend, and I was hoping we could run it through your crime computer for clues.
Let me see. I can't do this. If you don't know why, I'm not going to tell you. M.G.
What could it mean? Is it in code?
Who can say? Women can be strange and diabolical opponents. Well, often they'll say one thing and mean another.
Is it possible that it's a clue to a treasure hunt?
Let me run this through the Matt computer. The results of the scanner on that card, what does it say, Olfactor?
I don't know. I can't read punch cards.
Let me see. According to the diagnosis, the note was written in pen by a right-handed woman. It doesn't say anything else except that she seems to be eating a breakfast cereal that's dangerously low in zinc.
Ugh. Well, thanks, Uncle Matt.
There seems to be a couple of issues for you two to resolve. I wouldn't worry too much. A meta-hero can manage quite successfully without the distractions of the fairer sex.
You said it, Matt Ban.
Oh, the sardonic comments I'm withholding out of courtesy.
I hope we didn't take up too much of your time.
Not at all. We were just going to take in some tandem biking before soccer practice.
So many jokes.
Quick, Willie, to the mat pole.
Later that day, back at the Brotherhood's overpriced four-bedroom loft...
So you didn't find out anything helpful?
Only that Choco Morbius cereal is the part of your balanced breakfast that can be easily substituted with a one-a-day pill.
Bummer. Well, she's probably just...
Hey, Iron Sloth?
Guys, the strangest thing just Charmer, you're always here. Did you move in without me knowing?
You? No, I hang out with guys. I don't live with them. Ugh, too messy.
That would explain why the only stockings hanging around the apartment are on my wall.
Why do you have
so... Look, I have important news. Do you want to hear about it or Rorschach's creepy sex life?
News first.
First off, who's the current president?
What?
President Creed.
Have I always looked and sounded like this?
Ever since sophomore year at Furter U.
What's my relationship to each of you?
Roommate?
Roommate.
Just friends. These are dimensional irregularity questions. What happened?
Well, I was hanging out with Wormhole Jackson earlier at Hellfire Coffee when he just... disappeared, like he often does. You know, the wormholes and all. Anyway, since nothing around me changed, I figured I hadn't gone anywhere myself. That is, until Olfactor's, that girl Olfactor's been seeing.
Mind games?
Yeah, her. She walked in, I said hey, asked how you two were doing. She acted like she didn't even know you. And then things just went in a weird direction. Before I knew it, she was climbing all over me with her tongue down my throat and halfway to my feet.
What?!
So I figure, okay, I was standing a little too close to Wormhole, and I fell into this alternate universe where we were going out or something. But still, it felt weird and kind of wrong.
I don't believe it!
Finally, she lit up on me when I screamed, in my mind, "Get off my jockey, psychic hose beast!" She ran off all pissed. Suddenly, I got this disturbing image in my head of my dad in a purple corset making out with action transvestite. I'm pretty sure she put it there.
Maybe it's some mind games from an alternate universe.
She probably put those images in my mind of me eating chocolate off her neck.
You may just be bisexual.
I am bisexual.
Really? Tell me more.
Could we please focus on the mind games accusation for a second here?
Later we'll gab. You tell me about your gals, I'll tell you about the stocking.
Cool.
This has to be some kind of joke. You wouldn't lie about something like this.
Hey, if I was lying or joking, I wouldn't say anything about your significant other, Olfactor. I'd say I saw Flame On making out with Charmer's boyfriend, if she had one.
Ooh, that could be hot. What does this hypothetical boyfriend look like?
Young David Bowie.
Ooh, that would be hot. Hello, Goblin King.
Oh, by the way, Rorschach, multiple girl told me that you left some strange message on her cell about a treasure hunt in your cereal.
Oh, that's nothing important. Just double-checking something.
Could we please get back to the part where my girlfriend molested you?
Wormhole Jackson!
You're back!
Bang, zowie, that was a wild trip. Say, hey, Hipcats, who's the president?
Creed, you've looked like this for 4 years since you stopped growing your hair into a Clooney Caesar cut, and we're all your longtime friends.
Except for that time we briefly dated until I found you in bed with another woman.
Oh, that was a dimensional misplacement thing, Pumpkin Pie. Mm-hmm. Stuff just appears around me, usually when I sleep. Remember the time I tried to give you change for a dollar and all I found in my pocket was doubloon?
That's what you keep saying.
Where did you go?
Well, first I landed on a spaceship where Rory here was some kind of space cop and Sloth was a sidekick. Then I fell through another universe into an old abandoned carriage house where Rorschach and Olfactor were tied up and ball-gagged, kneeling before this talking rabbit in a powdered wig, and these two French prostitute types who had whips and riding crops. Then I fell through another hole in time and space to where you guys were all basically the same people, but evil. And you wore gold lamé sashes. Then I ended up here. May I use your phone? I routinely check my messages after this kind of thing happens.
Sure, but from our point of view, you were only gone for about an hour.
Hot damn, my lucky day!
Oh, God, what is up with everyone today? Ugh, I'll get it. Maybe it's evil vampire Willow or bizarro Captain Murphy.
There you are, Olfactor! I haven't heard from you in days.
What do you mean? I've called you 8 times in the last 3 days.
We could debate who didn't call who for hours, but we both know it's over. And it's probably your fault. I came by to drop off the football jersey you left in my place and to say goodbye.
I've never been to your place, and I've never played football, and my last name isn't Summers.
Are you breaking up with me?
You just broke up with me. Now please leave.
Fine.
Oh, God, that's finally over.
Yeah, she was the biggest buzz-killingest bee. Is anyone else suddenly picturing Olfactor making love to a large pig?
It burns!
Oh,
curse you, mind games! And there you have it, Metamaniacs, our heroes steamrolled that sinister psychic succubus, but for a foul fate too great to contemplate. Tune in to our next gluteus grabbing issue of The Brotherhood of Damned Sassy Mutants.
You've been listening to the Atlanta Radio Theater Company's performance of The Brotherhood of Damned Sassy Mutants, Enter Mind Games by Sketch Quinn. The source material for today's podcast was performed at Dragon Con in 2005 and was made possible by the talents of David Benedict, Jeffrey M. Brown, Sketch Quinn, Daniel Taylor, Phil Carter, Ariel Stewart, Fuzzy Stroob, Tamara Morton, Michael Brady, Jack Mayfield, Alton Leonard, Brad Weege, Elena Little, David Carter, Sonia, Dina Amari, and Henry Howard. If you're enjoying this weekly foray into the soundscape, remember that Artsy is supported entirely by people like you through the sale of our studio productions on CD. Stop by our website, www.artc.org, and pick up a few, or just check out our upcoming live performance schedule. Like our stuff, but want something in particular done in the style of new old-time radio? Drop us a line at podcast@artc.org and let us know what it is, or just tell us how great we are. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week. And remember, there is adventure in sound. All material is copyright by its creators or the Atlanta Radio Theater Company.
ARTC.org.